Between us, Miss Woodhouse, Miss Smith, aren't we, Mother? We're privileged. Yeah. We have just had Mrs. Cole with us. Oh, do take a seat. She called in for 10 minutes and was good enough to sit an hour with us. And she had a piece of cake and was so kind as to say she liked it very much. I hope you will do us the favour and eat a piece too.
Oh, thank you, Miss Smith.
Mrs. Cole began by saying, I know you cannot have heard from your niece Jane lately because it is not her time for writing. Then I immediately said, but indeed we have. We had a letter this very morning. I do not know that I ever saw anybody more surprised.
Oh, I've heard from Miss Fairfax so lately. Oh, I'm extremely happy. I hope she's well.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're so kind. Oh, now where can it be? Oh, I was reading it to Mrs. Cole, and since she went away, I was reading it again to find Mother.
Are you expecting Miss Fairfax here soon?
Oh, yes, next week. Oh. That is the reason for her writing out of the rule. Oh, dear, I had it in my hand so very lately. Oh, Miss Sharp, must be on the table. Oh, my mother is so delighted, for Jane is to be 3 months with us, at least.
Oh.
The case, you see, is that the Campbells, who have charge of her education since her dear parents died, you know, Miss Smith, they are going to Ireland. And their daughter, Mrs. Dixon, has persuaded her mother and father to come over and see her directly. For till she married last October, she was never away from them.
Well, you must feel very fortunate that Miss Fairfax should be allowed to come to you at such a time.
Oh.
Well, considering the very particular friendship between her and Mrs. Dixon, you could hardly have expected her to be excused from accompanying Colonel and Mrs. Campbell.
Very true indeed. They want her excessively to come over. Mr. Dixon does not seem in the least backward in desiring it. Oh, he's a most charming young man. Oh, hear it.
Oh.
I was sure it could not be far off. I put my hussy on it, you see, without being aware. And so it was quite him. Well, I have given you just a hint of what Jane writes about. We will turn to her letter. I'm sure she tells her own story a great deal better than I can tell it for her.
I'm afraid we must be running away. My father will be expecting us. I have no intention. I thought I had no power of staying more than 5 minutes when I first entered the house. I called merely because I could not pass your door without inquiring after Mrs. Bates. But I've been so pleasantly detained. But now, however, we must wish you and Mrs. Bates good morning.
Oh, good morning, Miss.